Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what are three types of activities that take place in the amphitheater that's part of Esta es una plaza? Lavapiés is a very old, traditional, and typical neighborhood in the center of Madrid. There aren't many open spaces there, and several years ago, the local government gave an empty lot, located at Doctor Forquet 24, to its residents for public use. The result, called Esta es una plaza, is now a collectively managed space which is open to the general public and where neighbors of all ages enjoy a variety of activities throughout the year. Sarah Casado is a native of Madrid who lives in Lavapiés and is very active in this project. She was recently invited to participate in a conference in Seoul, South Korea, representing Esta es una plaza. The conference was sponsored by the Korean organization Band of Nodul as part of a program to develop Seoul's Nodul Island for use as a public space. Sarah spoke with us about Esta es una plaza and the Seoul conference. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, the idea in English that we have of plaza, of a Spanish plaza, is a big open square in the middle of the city or outside anyway. Could you tell us what Esta es una plaza is, just briefly?
Okay, Esta es una plaza was a vacant lot for about 30 years. And then there was a workshop by the Casa Encendida that had to do with creating spaces out of vacant places. So this was a workshop directed toward people who were interested in urbanism and architecture. And they created this space in about 3 days. And the neighbors liked the space that was created and decided to continue with it. And that was a little bit the beginning of Esta es una plaza.
The Casa Encendida is what?
The Casa Encendida is a cultural center that is financed or was financed by a bank and that has all types of cultural activities having to do especially with the environment.
So when did this happen with Esta es una plaza? When did it start and who actually was involved in the development of it?
It started in, I think the first workshop was in 2008. And that's when that workshop took place. And then the neighbors who decided to continue with the project got a legal grant to use the place in 2009, 2010. So it's really been legal for the past 8 years.
And how are the decisions made about what's going to be done there?
Our organ of government is the assembly. We get together once a month, and all the decisions are taken in a consensus.
Is it subsidized?
It isn't subsidized, but we got a grant from El Matadero, which also has to do with the local government. And that was very much at the beginning. It was 5,000 euros. And since then, we haven't even applied for more grants because we like to maintain our independence. So the only way that we have to finance our project is we organize meals every now and then. Our only real expense is the water, because we pay for the water, and materials.
How did you personally get involved? And what specifically do you do?
I got involved about 4 to 5 years ago. And I live in a very tiny space in Lavapiés. So it's a very nice place to just meet friends instead of meeting them at home. And I got involved because I think my doctor told me about it, my general physician. And he knew about it, and I just went in, and I started using the place as just a neighbor. And I saw what the assemblies were like and what the people were like, and I decided to give part of my time to it. So what I do right now, I answer the emails, so I'm in communication. I'm also in an art group that receives petitions to do artwork on the walls or in the space, and I'm also in a group that has to do with the events. So there are a lot of people who ask for space to develop their events. That can be theater, music, anything that someone thinks about, and we make sure that they have the time and space to do it, as long as everything's free. That's a very important characteristic of the plaza, that everything has to be completely free of charge.
Now, you mentioned that when you first got involved, you just went there and you saw what the assembly was like. So, does that mean that it's open to anybody who wants to go to any of the activities? And if people want to, they can participate, but they don't necessarily have to?
Exactly. There are a lot of people who go there and that don't really participate in the assembly. And then there are a lot of people who are in the assembly but don't participate day to day in the actual space. So they're the thinkers and the doers and so yeah, everyone it's completely open, the assembly, and there is an association, but you don't have to be a member to take part of the assembly, to be a part of it.
So, in other words, people can, let's say, go to an assembly one month and not go another month. I mean, it's very kind of free in that sense.
Completely free.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it looks like, what the layout is like, how big is it, a little bit about the different spaces you have there?
It's 1700 square meters and it was completely empty, and the neighbors decided what different spaces they would like to have. So there's a space for a vegetable garden. It has 8 or 9 plots. There's an amphitheater for all types of theater-related activities, theater music. We also house part of the Muestra de Cine de Lavapiés there, which is an important movie event every summer in Lavapiés.
Lavapiés being the neighborhood.
Lavapiés being the neighborhood, really Embajadores being the neighborhood, but everyone calls it Lavapiés. We also have an oven that we don't use much, but there's an oven that we self-built. As well, there's a big container where we keep our materials and our tools. And one of our important workshops is a bicycle repair workshop where people share their knowledge and learn how to repair their bicycles. So we're trying to contribute to a sustainable way of movement around the city. So that's one of our principles is the green and the environment and sustainability.
Who participates in these activities? Can you give us an example of the kind of people who come? I mean, their ages, where they're from, anything special?
I guess there are people that mostly in origin it was people in the neighborhood. People from the neighborhood participate in the assemblies and in the general work. Then there are a lot of people who just come to the plaza to spend time. It's a very open, free environment, so you can't really drink a can of beer on the street because you'll get fined, but in the plaza you can be in a safe environment to do that. So there are a lot of young people right now who come to the plaza and they're not even part of the neighborhood. There have been surveys done by people who come and do studies about the plaza, since it's been working for such a long time. There are a lot of people who come and they study the plaza as an example of a self-organized place. And one of the latest ones said that there were a lot of people who came and used public transportation just to come to the plaza, which is curious. And it's mostly younger people, mostly teenagers and early 20s.
Because I've seen kids there too, little kids.
Yes. It's a very safe and fun environment for little kids. The parents kind of take care of all the little kids together as a group. So that's an interesting part of raising kids in the plaza.
Do you have any special activities for little kids?
For a while, one of the members was holding activities for the kids Sunday mornings for the little kids and showing them how to grow vegetables. And he had a little theater that he did with the different vegetables. It was a lot of fun, but he's been sick lately, so he hasn't continued with the activity for now.
Yeah, but I guess, as you kind of said, anybody who's interested can suggest an activity and then carry it out.
That's correct.
So, are there any activities in the works? Do you have any specific plans for the future?
Nothing in particular. We have the activities that are going on right now. Right now, we're repairing the amphitheater, which is a very big job. We tore everything down. It was made of pallets, and now we are rebuilding it with reused benches from Madrid. So we're going to have a much stabler theater, and that's a big job right now.
Do things kind of quiet down in the summer?
Not really. There are a lot of kids who come and use the space.
Well, tell us a little bit about Korea. Why did they invite Estes Una Plaza to go? I mean, how did they happen to come upon you?
Well, at first we suspected that it had to do with a report that they came to film 2 years ago. But once I was there, I discovered that it was really a Korean woman who had been working in Barcelona for a while, and she was asked to do some research about self-managed spaces in Spain, and that's how they came upon La Plaza.
Why is Korea interested in this? What are they planning to do?
It's actually Seoul. It's a very specifically having to do with Seoul. They have an artificial island that they want to transform into a space where to do things. So they're thinking more of a musical project, and they do want citizen participation. And they, over there, urbanism, architecture, and landscaping aren't really related as they are over here in the Western world. So it's very new to them for these three areas to be related. And so they wanted input from different places in the world.
So how did you happen to go?
I went as part of Esta es una plaza. They asked someone to go, and I'm involved in other projects that have to do with citizen participation, and also speaking English was an important characteristic that they needed, so that's how I came to go there.
Well, tell us a little bit about the conference in Seoul. What were some of the other presentations about?
There was someone who went there from Holland, from Amsterdam, and he came presenting a project that was originally a squatter house, having to do with musical activities as well. And it was a very interesting project. They've been going on for 20 years, more or less. And it had to do with, well, how they manage that space. There was another presentation from a Japanese artist who came and spoke about an artistic project also in a space that's rented in that case, the squatter house they ended up buying. There were various presentations. It had to do mainly with reusing spaces that were originally something different.
Were there any general conclusions that the conference came to?
Not really, not general conclusions. There were a lot of conclusions and there was a lot of talk, and part of the work now is to gather all that information, and everyone's going to give back their conclusions individually.
How was your presentation received? Did you get any feedback?
I was kind of worried about my presentation because it included several videos, and I didn't know how that would work out culturally because I heard a lot of things about Koreans, and I was a little bit uneasy about how it would go, but it was a lot of fun. I think they really enjoyed them all, and I'm happy with how it went.
Do you know if there'll be any follow-up on their part? Will they get in touch with all the participants again?
Yes, because we have to give back our conclusions. So, yes, there is going to be a follow-up.
Can you tell us a little bit about the videos that you showed?
Okay, I showed three videos. One of them is silent. It only has, well, it's not silent. It has music and it just shows the general atmosphere of the plaza. It's called Any Given Sunday, and I'm sure you can link it up to your program. There's another video that you can also link. They're all free. The same as everything is free in the Plaza, we're very careful about everything being also Creative Commons and copyleft, and everything is shared. So all the videos you can access. The second video was the one that I was a little bit uneasy about how it would turn out culturally, and it's called West Side Story. It's a play on words, of course, with West Side Story. And it's a musical, and it's a little bit humorous, and it shows the different parts that are stable projects in the Plaza, the compost, the theater, the bicycle workshop. It shows the different areas. And the last one was a video that we presented last year for the Humus Film Festival, which is a festival that has to do with vegetable gardens, and we get videos from all different parts of the world for this film festival, which is held in La Casa Encendida. And we won the video from in our Plaza. We won the video to the best comic film, and it's a little bit based on La La Land, and it's called Oh La La, What a Mess in English, and it has to do with the negative sides to having this type of organization where everything has to be a consensus, and how sometimes it's difficult to manage things that way, and sometimes it takes a long time for decisions to be made. But in the end, there's a beauty to that too.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I'm very happy and proud to be on your show, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.